Morning Edition and All Things Considered and a host of others. They're very provocative, informative, and objective, which is not something you find all that frequently. Public radio is one of the great things about the United States. And, you know, having JFF is certainly one of the things that makes it easier to leave New York City.
Radio Catskill's Summer Fun Drive is here. Don't wait. Donate. Help us end this fun drive as soon as possible. Give now at WJFFradio.org. Thank you.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Women's Health Center in Honesdale, Hamlin, Waymart, Carbondale, and Lords Valley in Pennsylvania. Physicians and certified midwives who deliver. The Women's Health Center is a Wayne Memorial Community Health Center. WMH.org. From Rourke Law, Liberty, New York, a general law practice serving the Catskills and Delaware River Valley, with an emphasis on estate planning, estate administration, elder law, and real property matters. RourkeLaw.com.
It's the local edition, and how? Right here on Radio Catskill, or public radio for the Catskills, Northeast Pennsylvania. We're keeping you connected with news and information here during the local edition. Coming to you 5 days a week, 5 evenings a week, Monday through Friday. Thanks for joining us. Hey, we'll be checking in with James B. Huntington on the latest on jobs and the economy around the country, around the world, around our area. Work Shift Live. It comes up in the second half of the program, but first, it's time for our regular weekly news update, the news roundup with the River Reporter, and with us now from the River Reporter is Anne-Marie Schutz from the River Reporter. Hello, hello, Anne-Marie. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us. So, stories you're covering, I heard about some kind of unproductive turkeys. How do you know if the turkey's unproductive?
They aren't making any more turkeys.
Oh.
Yes.
And why is that?
Well, there seem to be several problems. One could be bad weather while they're sitting on their nests or while they're trying to raise their baby turkeys. Or possibly predators got to the little turkeys because I guess they're very tasty.
And so these are wild turkeys we're talking about?
These are wild turkeys.
Oh, okay. I thought it might have been a problem at like a Catskills turkey farm or something.
Well, it could conceivably be, but no, the DEC is very concerned about low numbers of wild turkeys because they are so popular with hunters.
Oh, my goodness. So this is like following a count or something that they did? They're putting the word out, letting people
know? They are putting the word out. They want people to get out there, citizen scientists, to go out and observe the turkeys. And they will provide an entire training for you. So all you have to do is get in touch with the DEC if you want to go and watch turkeys.
Okay, to watch turkey, talk turkey, and I mean we could joke about it, but I mean it sounds like there might be a serious problem. That's what they want to try to find out about.
Yes, exactly, and it does matter. There's like a whole economic angle to turkeys. I had no idea.
Okay, at dec.ny.gov, under their animals section, I'm looking at a summer wild turkey sighting survey that they've got up, and they have results from last year's summer turkey sighting survey. So this looks like something. This is a time between the two hunting seasons for the turkeys. That's what this time is here during the summer. So they've got that turkey survey going on again, and that's at dec.ny.gov. Now going from that story to an even more serious story. Human trafficking, serious issue, exploiting adults and children here in our listening area?
Yes, indeed. Our reporter, Victoria Hoffman, has a great story in this week's River Reporter on human trafficking. She focused on sex trafficking in particular because that has been prosecuted successfully. And she lists several cases in Wayne County and Pike County. But there are other forms of human trafficking. Think farm workers, think restaurant workers. Elsewhere in the country, you'd have caregivers in group homes can be trafficked. It's people who are being forced into labor, forced into prostitution, against their will, obviously, and because of the way the system is set up, they can't go for help, which makes these cases extremely difficult to investigate.
And is this an upcoming story in the River Reporter?
It'll be in tomorrow's paper, yep.
Okay. And do you know, did she talk to any authorities? Are they saying anything about one way or the other about this or advising people what to do or what to keep an eye out for?
She talked to a staff member at VIP in Milford, Pennsylvania, and that person talked about ways to recognize when people are being trafficked and how to report it and ways that if a trafficked person can get to a phone or can get to a person in authority, how they can ask for help and what VIP will do for them. In Sullivan County, I know there are similar programs. I mean, you can certainly go to the DA's office, which I believe has been doing a great deal of work on this.
Okay, and longtime listeners will recall or may recall that we've had VIP on in the past before, and they're at VIPEmpowers.org, and that's again, VIPEmpowers.org. Okay, so I mean, this is what happens when you get reporters on to talk about the news. You know, there's some serious and not all that great news out there. But let's see if we can talk about at least something somewhat fun here. The Wayne County Fair coming up?
It is. August 5th it starts, runs through August 13th. And Ted has a great story in the paper coming out tomorrow on what's offered in the at the fair over those days. We've got, of course, music at the grandstand. We've got rides, fair food. There's tractor pulls. There are the various kids events, like little kid pedal pulls, monster trucks. And most important, we've got the 4-H. And you really should go just if nothing else, to support 4-H and go watch, take a look at the projects the kids have been doing all year, their gardening or crafts or whatever. Those are the non-livestock projects. And then there are the livestock projects.
Yeah.
They've been raising these animals all year, and they've worked really, really hard, and now those animals are going to get judged. And some of them will be auctioned off in the livestock auction.
Actually, auction off there at the fair. Again, it taps right into such long-time traditions in our history here, these agricultural fairs, the Wayne County Fair in Wayne County, Little World's Fair up in Neversink. Again, kids, I couldn't say any better than you did, Emery, that, you know, it's really worth supporting the 4-H kids and the next generation that's getting involved with agriculture. It's a great thing, and it's a long-running tradition here.
It's a fantastic thing, and it's becoming rarer, so do go out and support our agricultural fairs.
Okay, I think we're going to get going here in a minute, but before we do, the River Reporter comes out tomorrow. You already told us some of what's in there. Is there anything else that you want folks to know?
Well, Lori's got a story in on the Highland Constable situation.
Right.
Do check that out. Okay. And we have a lot of fun in the features pages. You can get yourself updated on all the events that are coming up this weekend. I really recommend it. It's a great paper.
All right. Well, Emery, I want to thank you for filling in for Liam this week, and thank you so much for all you do.
Well, thank you so much. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
And again, that was Anne-Marie Schutz from The River Reporter. This is a local edition, news and information, keeping you connected to the Catskills in Northeast Pennsylvania. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
Tell me your name.
Chris Wiegand.
Hi, Chris. Are you a listener of WJFF?
Absolutely. I'm a long-term listener, member, big supporter of the station.
Is there a favorite program that you have?
Ramble Tamble. Go, John.
Our summer fun drive is happening now. Think about what Radio Catskill means to you. Then join those friends, neighbors, and complete strangers who do their part to keep Radio Catskill going. Go to WJFFradio.org.
That's WJFFradio.org. Also, give us a call at 845-482-4141. That's 845-482-4141. We're pausing during the local edition to ask you for your support. And I'm joined in the studio right now by our own Staff Sergeant Doug Sandberg, who's getting ready for Let's Talk Vets tonight. Before we go any further, Doug, do you have somebody to thank that called in for that last challenge that we didn't get to thank yet?
Yes, I do. But it's anonymous, and he's from Milanville, PA.
All right, thank you so much.
A generous $30 donation. Thank you.
All right, that's great. So you're getting ready for a special fun drive edition of Let's Talk Vets coming up at 7 o'clock after the local edition.
Yes.
And we're going to let folks know right now that we have a generous challenge specifically in honor of Let's Talk Vets. And this is from our own Barbara Demarest, Barb and Dave Demarest, who want to support Let's Talk Vets.
Thank you.
So I'm letting people know now because it's the local edition, but, I mean, the hour for Let's Talk Vets is going to go by pretty quick, I think.
Yeah, it is. We've got a lot of pretty eclectic show tonight, and it's a real pleasure to be here with you once again and this brand new digs.
Yeah, this is your first time seeing it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, it's nice.
Paint, it's great.
The paint smell. It's a new studio smell as opposed to a new car.
A new car smell, yeah. So that's a $250 challenge. It's $250 you need to raise by 8 o'clock. It's a challenge for Let's Talk Vets, so we can get it started early. When I get back into the show here, you can still give us a call.
Absolutely, at 845-482-4141.
845-482-4141. Call now, give what you can, or go to WJFFradio.org. Let's Talk Vets comes to you twice a month. Phenomenal show. You're up to how many? You've done over 75 of them.
Tonight's
now, right?
74.
Tonight's 74. You're closing in on 75.
Yeah.
Wow. 845-482-4141. Doug, thank you for taking the time to be here tonight. We'll be back on with your program coming up. And when we return, it's time for Work Shift Live with James B. Huntington. Don't go anywhere.
Don't forget that we are having our pledge drive.
We do this three times a year.
If you are listening and you're near your phone or a laptop, check out WJFFradio.org.
Head to WJFFradio.org. Click on the donate button for the fun drive.
It's a difficult thing to do, asking people for money and all, but it's just necessary.
You know, the price of anything these days is going up.
It all adds up.
We got to keep the lights on, keep the thing running.
It keeps us on air.
It's imperative that you reach down, not just into your pocket, but into your heart.
Pick up that phone and you call us. 845-482-4141.
I mean, it's so nice to hear from you guys, like actually hear from people who are listening.
Make a donation.
Make a donation now.
And remember, we need you.
We do appreciate it.
Hope to hear from you.
It takes the whole community to keep a public radio station on the air. Now we need to hear from you. Give now at WJFFradio.org.
Public radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. You're listening to Radio Catskill. Listen to us on your smart speaker. Just ask your smart speaker to play WJFF Radio Catskill.
Okay, right now it's time for the latest on jobs and the economy around our listening area, around the country, around the world. And for that, we turn to James B. Huntington for another edition of Work Shift Live. Hello, James.
Good evening, Jason. Good evening, listeners.
Okay, well, James, I know because I listen to my public radio, I know that there was big news from the Federal Reserve today that interest rates, I guess, moved once again. And I have been waiting to talk to you about it so you can explain it to me and walk me through it. What happened today?
Well, today the Federal Reserve raised interest rates by 0.75 percentage point. That was hardly a shock. It was the middle of three possible outcomes. There were some who thought it would go up a full point, but they stuck to the 0.75. That means some things will be more expensive. It's an effort to push down inflation. It's up now only to the 2.25 or 2.5% rate, which the Fed calls neutral. In other words, it's supposed to neither stimulate nor curtail the economy. So really, with all this, it's really only back up to a mid-range sort of thing. And if you look at history, of course, it's much lower than that. Now, a couple things to note about this rate increase. First, should you wait to buy a house or a car? Well, the advice I have here from MarketWatch suggests that if your fundamentals are good, if you have solid income for buying the house or car, and you have no doubt that you're going to do it, then you should go ahead and buy it. Those things are not going to get much cheaper. They may stop increasing. Cars have still been going up, but they're not going to go up much. They might go up more, but they're certainly not going to go down in price very much.
And so is that your advice on how you should decide whether to buy a new house or car and all that?
Yes, if you're sure that you want it and you're in good shape for it, you should go for it now.
Okay.
It's unknown really exactly how much the interest rate increase will affect mortgage rates and such. They're also well aware, the companies, that house buying has taken a big dip, not because there's anything the matter with the houses or even the prices, but mainly because so many people have bought them over the previous year or two that they're not in the market now. So, yes, so if you're in good shape to buy it, you don't really have any doubt, especially if you see a house or a car that you particularly want to have, go ahead and do it. It won't cost you much, if anything, and it may even help. Interest rates may go up, probably will go up next month again.
What if somebody's trying to decide whether or not to donate to public radio?
Well, that's a good idea. Yes, that's always a good idea. Yes, it's one of the best things you can do with your money is donate it to public radio. And it just so happens that
yes,
WJFF is currently having a fund drive. So stand up and be counted. Help us make our goal. Step in. If you're donating in the next 10 minutes, say that you like Work Shift and like the local edition. It will help us keep track of how much people like certain shows. So get your donation in there. Whatever it is, believe you me, it will help the station significantly.
You can do that by calling 845-482-4014, and you can donate online at wjffradio.org. I wasn't planning to do a pitch break in the middle of this program, but I mean, you're just talking about people making decisions with their money. I had to bring it up to make sure we were
too late.
In the clear. Other talk that's going on, people keep talking about recession. Where are you on this chatter, and what can you tell us so that we can keep in mind as we hear talk about recession? Like, what is recession? Are we in one? Are we heading into one? What does it all mean?
Well, the problem with recessions is that they're not well defined. There are different definitions, and there are gray areas, and actually it will be a committee of 8 people that will decide whether or not there is a recession. Now, that judgment in itself means absolutely nothing for our financial situation. Remember, we are where we are. Now, one definition of recession says that if real GDP, gross domestic product, shrinks for 2 quarters in a row, we have a recession. But there's a lot of hedging about that. Are we really? Some people and some definitions say we need to have some kind of increase in unemployment, and we have none at all. So there's absolutely zero from that side that's hinting toward a recession. We're at our rut of 3.6% for three straight months. So using that, we do not have a recession at all. One rule that's often used, the SOM rule, is saying that there has to be some kind of increase in unemployment, even a small one, in order to call it a recession, and we don't even have that small increase. So it's doubtful whether we're going to be in a recession, and if we are, it would be an awfully strange one. It would be really sort of one on paper, one based on national sales, certainly not based on demand for goods and services, which is way up there, certainly not on demand for workers, which is also very high. So I would scrap the idea that we're having a recession until we see really at least 4% unemployment, and we'll get a view on that by the end of next week.
Because there's another employment report coming out.
Absolutely. Okay. Friday at 8:30, and we will have it on this program 2 weeks from now.
There you go. So thank you for letting us know where you stand on that, too, and looking around at other indicators of how the economy is doing, and people are wondering when prices are going to come down again. What large store chain is cutting prices, and can you be sure that they're going to?
Yes, I think it's an awfully good bet that Walmart is going to cut especially apparel prices and also some other hard goods, not food, generally we're talking about. It's Walmart took a hit on their profit projections for the next fiscal year, and that almost by itself took 100 points off the Dow yesterday. So there they have got together and decided what they need to do. They have big overstocks in clothing, especially right now. Shoppers are mainly buying food right now and school supplies, which have done well. But everything else, they are going to look around and see what they can cut to bring down their inventories and bring more cash in. So it's a good time to go to Walmart. It'll be especially good, let's say, this weekend, next week, something like that. If you use a lot of their other products, take a trip there because they're going to be not barring a lot of holds in what prices they bring down.
Okay, all right. And other things you're looking at, why are people leaving their jobs? We've been talking about this on and off. There's a lot of talk back and forth, a lot of reasons given. What's the latest suspicion on why people are leaving their jobs?
Well, we have a piece in Fortune that just came out yesterday, actually, about why people are leaving their jobs. Now, it's no secret, and almost everyone knows that the number one reason is pay, especially with the lower-level jobs. There are a number of employers, a discouragingly high percentage, are not getting with the modern program and paying current market rates for people, especially in jobs that are sort of commodities. That's the number one reason. But there are other things, and it's if you see yourself managing employees anywhere or as a boss or an owner, a business owner, where people you've hired are around, they're looking for something in the line of belonging, accomplishment, being challenged positively, being given projects. It's a thing to do. You could even do this at restaurant work or something like that. If you have someone who is really sharp, really good, seems to know the business, then maybe give them something to do that's beyond waiting on tables or being a cashier or something like that. Maybe there are some things you can give them, and it turns out they appreciate that a great deal. I mean, most small business owners and even managers are overworked, so think about some things you could pass along to your best employees, and it may just keep them. It may be that even though your position is paying a little less or there are a few problems, that you might be able to keep some people you wouldn't keep otherwise.
Okay, we're going to have to go in just a minute here to do some behind-the-scenes stuff. But before we do, James, do you want to just touch on the latest indicators and stocks, oil prices, and all that?
Yes, it's been a good week. Gold up, $17.35, up $39 in the past week. Silver, 1911, up 43 cents. The Dow liked very much the predictability of the three-quarter percent interest rate increase and gained 436 today. That's 324 net for the week. Oil, 98.20, down 161, which is good because we can use a somewhat lower oil price. Bitcoin, 22,698, dropped 900, but it had gained 3,000 or 4,000 over the previous few weeks. Foreign exchange is up a little. Euro is 102. It's past parity. The pound, $1.21 and change, up a penny and a half, back up. And the 100 yen coin, 73 cents, back up a penny, but historically quite low. Could be a good time to buy yen if you are a foreign exchange trader or investor.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you once again for taking the time to go over all of this with us. Will you be back on air with us next Wednesday?
Indeed, I will.
For the latest on jobs and the economy around here, around the country, around the world, it's James B. Huntington for WorkShift Live. Thank you so much, James.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, listeners.
This is Radio Catskill, or public radio for the Catskills, Northeast Pennsylvania. Stay tuned. We've got Let's Talk Vets coming right up. We do need to hear from you. Call now at 845-482-4141 or donate at WJFFradio.org. We'll be right back. This is Radio Catskill, Republic Radio for the Catskills, Northeast Pennsylvania. And that was it for the local edition. News and information from the Catskills in Northeast Pennsylvania. We keep you connected. We're getting ready for Let's Talk Vets. It's coming right up right here on your public radio station.